name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, it is traditional on this Sunday for churches to celebrate their local saints. So today, the All Saints of Russia in Russian Church, or All Saints of Mount Athos in the Greek Church, All Saints of Serbia with the Serbs, etc. And there is a common thread for all saints. And the second reading, the Gospel reading, it contains a portion of this thread, or actually the fruit of what I want to speak about today, and that is the Beatitudes. And we've talked about them many times. But how are you going to get to where you fulfill the Beatitudes? The first Gospel tells you that. And this is very important to know. The apostles, not yet apostles, were fishing, and the Lord came to them. And he said, I will make you fishers of men. They must have known a little something about him, but not much. And what did they do? They straightway left their nets. They left their livelihood, and they followed him. Now, fishing in that day was a difficult task. It still is. But oftentimes when they fished, and we see this in the Gospels, they didn't catch anything. They spent a lot of time mending their nets, which broke frequently, and they didn't catch many fish, so they had to fish often and long in order to make a living. And yet, when the Lord called them, they left their nets, which they no doubt were fixing, mending, and they followed him. And then he also saw James and John in a ship with Zebedee, their father, and he called them, and it says, and they immediately left their ship and their father and followed him. This is the key to becoming a saint. Now, the Beatitudes describe sanctity. Blessed are the poor in spirit, and blessed are those who mourn, etc. And we sing these Beatitudes in every liturgy, or in most liturgies. But the way to become a saint is to have a good beginning, is to say to yourself and to God that there is only one thing important, and I'm going to do it. I am going to pursue God in every possible way, because this is the only thing that gives meaning to life, is to know Jesus Christ personally. This is what the apostles did. Now, of course, this is historical fact. They were fishing and they left their nets. But there is great symbolic significance too. And of course, they fulfilled this, leaving of their nets. It's not like they never fished again. But they were with the Lord for 3 years. And certainly, I'm sure that their profession suffered as a result. But they grew to know him. And look what happened afterwards. With all that seasoning, and you can see that they were rough around the edges. If you read the Gospel carefully, you'll see they made many, many foolish mistakes. Not that we wouldn't make them, but it's okay to say. Very foolish things sometimes, wanting to be the greatest, and saying that they would not be afraid, and yet scattering at the time of the crucifixion, and other mistakes. But the Lord seasoned them, trained them, taught them. And now their sound has gone forth into all the world. But the reason why they learned is because they had made a good beginning. There is a point in one of the Gospels where Peter says to the Lord, have we not left all and followed you? Where he asked them a question. So Peter remembered that he had left his nets. So should we, brothers and sisters. Really, it's pretty simple. What's most important to you in life? If you don't know it, then you're in grave danger. You better know what's most important in life. It has nothing to do with having a good job or a good career or being a good husband or a good father. It has to do with knowing Jesus Christ and becoming like him. Everything in your life should be focused on it. Now, if you make a good beginning, there will be times when you'll get very tired. and you'll sort of lose focus. It's natural and human to do it. It's fallen, but it is human to have this happen. If you don't have this initial purpose that is strong in your heart, then you'll fall away. The parable about the sower contains this truth in it too. Because it's only the good ground that bore fruit. The shallow ground, people with very little commitment, they didn't bear fruit. They withered away when temptation came. I'm not even talking now about people that don't accept the gospel. We're only talking now about those who accept the gospel. But the question is, how much do you accept it? It must be everything. There must be nothing else besides the gospel. That's all that's important in life. And if you have that perspective, if that is how you order your life, then when you come to difficult things in your life, you'll remember it just like Peter remembered and reminded the Lord that he'd left everything. You've got to remember this. St. John Climacus in the Ladder speaks about this, that you must make a good beginning because when your energy flags, you will remember what your purpose is. This is what the gospel's teaching today. Not in so many words, but it is teaching us to make a good beginning. Now, perhaps some of you don't really have a good beginning yet. You know, most of you know my favorite question to ask people, what is the purpose of life? And I get many answers. There is only one correct answer. And that is what the Lord said in his prayer, his high priestly prayer. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. It's the only true answer. The purpose of life is to know God and know him intimately because we become like him. Nothing else matters. So if you cannot answer the question that way, then you must search for a way to be able to answer it in that way. I'm not talking about mind games with yourself, but I'm talking about seeking the Lord through prayer, fasting, the reading of Scripture, worship in the services, and humbling yourself, being kind to those who aren't kind, loving those who don't love you, doing things that get you no reward whatsoever, and in fact might even get you unpleasant things happening to you. If you do those things, then the Lord will open up your heart, and the Lord will show you what is the purpose of life, and you will hold on to this purpose. I remember almost every day, I would say, what my purpose is. Because there's a lot of times when I get really tired and when I get irritated about something or feel sort of the sense of purpose sort of leaching out of me because of some of the ugliness of the world. I know you feel it too. I hope you feel it. Because it is part of the human condition. If you don't feel it, that means you haven't made a strong enough commitment yet. But when I feel that way, I remember what I was called to do. And I don't actually mean being called to be a priest. I was called to be a Christian first. And because I saw nothing greater than being a Christian, eventually the Lord called me to the priesthood. There was nothing greater, nothing finer than to be Christian, than to be called to perfection, called to be adopted as a son and a daughter when we have nothing in common with God. And yet, God having something in common with us now from becoming man, making us capable of being with him. It's all that's important. So we must be like the apostles and leave our nets. Now everybody has different kind of nets. In this context, the nets are the things that, as St. Paul says, that sin which easily besets us. When he says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Everybody has different things which weigh them down. Pride, or irritability, anger, lust, depression, laziness. There's a thousand different things that can weigh us down. But there's only one thing that can lift us up. And that is accepting the grace of God in our life. It's all that's important. So remember this. Make it a point that when your energy flags, when you have a bad day, when you feel depressed, when sometimes you feel less purpose in life because of confusing things that happen, confusing and ugly things people do and say, even among those that are the clergy, those are some of the more confusing things that I've encountered. When those things happen to you, remember that you've made a commitment. You've left your nets. The only thing that's important, that is important, is to follow God. And if you remember this, this will keep you from many sins. If you look at the apostles, their life in microcosm is our life. Because they were raw, green, many things that they did not know about. But they chose to follow God. And they didn't give up on that. And they had tough times over the 3 years that they were with the Lord. There were times He rebuked them sharply. And yet their commitment kept them with Him. There were times when they were afraid for their lives. But they remembered that they had left their nets. In the case of Peter, he even denied the Lord. And yet, because he had originally left his nets, originally made a commitment to Him, even in the midst of this terrible sin, which made him weep, he wouldn't give up. And the Lord restored him. That wouldn't have happened if he had made just a partial commitment. He made a complete commitment of his life. And then he really, really messed up. But because he had made that commitment, he was able to stay with the Lord. So don't worry about if you mess up. Worry about if you have a commitment. Look at your life and see how you live it. The things you spend time with, those are the things you value. Now, with one possible exception, I'm sure people don't want to spend 8, 10 hours, 12 hours in a difficult job every day. I mean, that we must do because of necessity. But when you have the opportunity to make a choice, look at what you spend your time with. If you spend it with television, with reading inconsequential things, with things that are just entertainments, then you'll know you have not yet left your nets. You can rededicate yourself every day to leaving your nets. But you must make a firm decision. Because if you do not make a firm decision, then you are going to be like the man that St. James described, the double-minded man who's unstable in all his ways. You go back and forth, sometimes acting in a Christian way and other times just acting just like a regular guy. We're not regular guys. We are Christians. We are called to perfection. Remember that. Leave your nets, brothers and sisters, and follow the Lord. And through it all, through all the mistakes you make, through the dumb things you do, through the sins that you commit, God will be with you if you have made a commitment to Him. He will never leave you. May God help you to make this commitment to leave your nets. Amen.